All right, I got to admit, you know I'm a Heat guy, right?
Yeah.
Not a Miami Heat guy, but just Heat. I got to admit, driving today from my other job here, it's pretty out. It's a nice breeze.
And I'm sure we'll get into our weekends in a little bit.
Right.
But I was up in Wrigleyville on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
After all that rain went through, it was about as perfect as it gets.
That's nice.
At 80 degrees in the sun. So when you're in the shade, it's like 70. Just nice, cool day.
And we're going to talk about that later. You had your trip to Wrigley. We've both now had our fantasy football draft.
Yes.
So we can both now sit here like experts and tell you exactly what to do.
Right.
Or what not to do.
Compare whose team is better.
Exactly. So we will do that. We got a lot going on today. Adam Harris from 670 The Score. He's going to join us to talk some White Sox and Cubs and Bears.
Yes.
Football is here. But, of course, we are starting off today. Well, not of course. Not that anybody knew this, correct?
But we've been talking about high school football
for a long time
now.
And we are bringing on Rick Reinhart, the head coach of Tuscola. Coach, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great. It's that great time of year.
It is, huh? I always say it scares me because I know summer's almost done, but there's nothing better, Coach, than knowing those Friday nights are coming around, right?
Oh, it really is. You know, you can just feel it in the air that it's getting close, and kids are getting excited, and coaches are getting worried, and everybody else is anxious. So
exactly.
Some things never change.
Well, Coach, when I talked to you last night, you're putting fertilizer on the field. So what's going through your mind right now, a couple days before you start on Friday night?
Oh, well, you know, I guess after putting off fertilizer and mowing the grass and painting the field, I must be getting taller because it gets harder to get down on the ground and back up every day. But, you know, it's just all a preparation. We feel like when people come to Tuscola, they want to see not only a great team but a great program. And when you walk into our complex, it's, you know, it's pretty nice, and we want to make sure and keep it that way and make sure it's a class program all the way through.
Well, Coach, of course, the Warriors runner-up finish last year in 1A, and you guys start this season off pretty well. I mean, you made the schedule, or the schedule just is going to challenge you guys early, just like it was in the playoffs. You play Clinton on Friday night at home, then Monticello the next week. Two schools that have twice as many kids as Tuscola. Is this part of the process that you just wanted to challenge your team early?
Well, it has to be. I mean, with our schedule set, you know, we play in a great conference, and you look up and down our schedule, there is no time you can take a breath of fresh air. And I think that's what makes this conference, and it says as to why teams from the Oak Hall do well in state playoff times, because they're used to that competition. And, you know, you got to be ready to go right out of the chutes, because, you know, like you say, Clinton's the biggest school in the conference, and you know, they're going to outnumber us out there. They're going to out everything us. But, you know, I think our kids are going to be well prepared. And, you know, that first game is always a big test because everybody thinks they're good. Everybody thinks they're really good. And then they're going to find out. And you never know what new wrinkle is going to be unveiled by your opponent. So you've kind of got to get ready for everything. So that adds to the tension and the anxiousness. But, you know, it's just we're in a situation now. We just need to play a game, find out what we do or don't have.
Tuscola football coach Rick Reinhart joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. And, Coach, you know, I'm a little Oak Hall guy, going to Villa Grove, et cetera, back in the day. That is old school now, by the way, really old school. But, I have been mildly shocked, I guess would be the right word, that Tuscola, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better football program the last handful of years than the Warriors. I've been shocked at how well you guys have done in that Oak Hall Conference. Is that kind of the thinking around Tuscola, or did you guys expect to go there? I know you've had some great classes here in the last few years, but did you expect to go to the Oak Hall and do as well as you've done?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that, because I graduated from Tuscola. I'm probably twice as old as you are, but, you know, I go back to when Gene Murray was here and Russ Geer was at Villa Grove,
right.
So that's way back. But, I mean, you know what it's like back then. I mean, it was just such a pride thing. And for me to come back here, and everybody was worried about Tuscola making that step, and the fact that we can compete with St. Teresa's and Unity's, Monticello's, hopefully, and all those schools, that really means a lot to me because, you know, that to me, that's the way it should be.
Yep.
You know, it's just a great battle week in, week out, and really the last, you know, 2 years, if you put all the schedules together and make it one big conference, then I think we would have tied both years for the conference championship, or I don't know what it was, but, You know, there was a time when we got in the playoffs here and we struggled against A&M's and Unity's and St. Teresa. But now that our kids have upped their game and we prepare for that like, you know, every week, it has helped us in the playoffs. There's no question.
Chatting with Tuscola coach Rick Reinhart. And coach, you know, the Warriors, as we said, runner-up finish last year. You won the state title the year before. I know you returned some key offensive linemen. You got Philip Meyer back, who played quarterback his sophomore year, moved to wide receiver with Judd Winke. How's he fitting back into that position? Is it just like he was his sophomore year? Has it been easy for him?
Well, I think he's a lot better than he was as a sophomore. You know, he's stronger. His arm's a lot better. He's always been a tremendous leader. And you know, really, he played a little bit of quarterback last year and really would have played more except he got hurt, you know. So he's all healed up. He's ready to go. He's a great leader. He makes other people around him better. So we're hoping he has a great year because, you know, he's going to be he's the heart and soul of our offense. There's no question.
What are some of the other strengths of your team this year, Coach? What else you got coming back? Or who are some of the kids that you're looking forward to seeing out there being the leaders for your team?
Well, I think offensively, you know, Dylan Holes back as a wide receiver. He's the only one we got back there, but we've had some, and I think this kind of goes back with Tuscola football, the fact that, you know, we've been playing 14 games a year. We've had a chance to develop our young talent more than the average bear because, you know, you figure that we're getting, you know, four or five extra games a year. Well, that means, you know, 30 more practices. So it's been a tremendous thing for us to develop young talent. So all these young guys that have had to go through all those practices to get ready for the playoffs and they didn't get a play, this is their chance. So, you know, Jimmy Knight is going to be one of our wideouts. He's looked great all summer. Chance Little, he's looked very, very good. Austin Sexton, you know, these guys have all played a little bit. But now this is their turn, and as is Caleb Wilson and Petey Scribner. So those guys have played a little, but they practiced a lot. So now it's their turn as seniors.
Interesting, Coach. I've never thought of it that way, but it makes sense. It's kind of like a college.
Game, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a college team that goes to a bowl game. You get all the extra practices. Well, Coach, I can't let you go without bringing up week three. Come on, Coach. You knew we were going to do this. You get an old friend, an old pal. And just to remind you, you guys play Shelbyville, and there's a guy by the name of Stan Winke coming back to Tuscola. I know you can't look ahead, Coach, but that should be pretty fun, shouldn't it?
Well, you know, I think it's it will be fun. You know, we really haven't dwelled on it. You know, we're just trying to get ready for Clinton, then we get ready for Monticello, you know, I talk to Stan. He comes up here once in a while, and we talk, and he's having a blast. So, you know, it should be a great game. They've got the top junior class in our conference, and you know, they're going to be well prepared and well schooled, and I'm glad we're playing them here. And, you know, I think it's just one of those things. It's just, you know, we run into tremendous coaches every week.
Right.
I mean, people say, well, what's it going to be like going against Coach Winke? Well, you know, every week it's somebody.
It's a
Davis, a Hamilton. You know, just the list just goes on. And we've got new young guns coming into the conference every year. So, you know, we're not going to dwell on that. And I know Stan won't either, but we wish him well. Except for week three.
Any gentleman's bet between you two for this one?
No, not really. You know, we really, I've just talked to him about, you know, going back and, you know, starting all over again. He's excited about that. And I told him, hey, just have fun. You know, at our age, we're fortunate to go out and do what we love to do. We got situations where we can, you know, have fun and just relax and enjoy it. And I'm sure that He'll be fine, and who knows, we might play him twice.
There you go. Well, we're wrapping up with Rick Reinhart, Tuscola coach. And, Coach, you and Stan Winke, obviously both part of this great history of Tuscola football now. Most schools, especially small schools, have off years, you know, because talent kind of goes in cycles. But how does Tuscola stay so consistent as a small school?
Well, I think it boils down, the one thing that I've tried to stress, and I think it's why we've had success in the playoffs against the bigger schools and whereas we didn't before, was we've always had a tremendous scheme on offense, no question.
Mm-hmm.
We've made an emphasis on defense and special teams, but I think the key is the fact that we have an off-season program that's tremendous, and our kids have athletic PE where they can weight train. It allows them to work after school, allows them to play two and three sports, which we all do. So I think the off-season and the in-season weight program has allowed us to develop kids that compete. You know, we've got a great formula here. I hope we can keep it going.
Coach Reinhart, 12-2 last year. We wish you nothing but the best this year. We appreciate you coming on the Tanjay Show.
Hey, we appreciate you guys. You guys do a great job. It's always fun. It's great to see people do what they have a passion to do. And you guys, I think you're having fun, and that's what it's all about.
We appreciate it, Coach.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is Rick Reinhart. He's the head football coach at Tuscola. And I was just shaking my head looking back at these records the last – well, you printed it off since 97, 98. I mean, you're 10 wins, 7, 11, 10,
I mean,
10,
let me just
10,
throw
12,
this out there. Stan 14. Winkie, when he was coach, he was there for 14 years as the head coach before he came back from Iowa. 136-28 as
wow.
a coach.
Unreal.
And then you had Rick Reinhart, who's been 31-9 since he's been there. I mean, he's just picked it up and done just as well. And just that program, like you said, I mean, they've made a commitment to athletics and to that community. I think is a community that really lifts up a small-town community like that. Makes it a great community. But the record overall, 648-308 during their
wow.
history. That's a 640. That's a 64.9% winning percentage. For Tuscola.
Pretty good.
And the thing he brought up is I know Ron Zook talked about it all last year with the bowl games.
Right.
Getting those extra practices for those young kids was huge. I didn't even think about it from high school. Because they get way more practices than those college kids, especially if they're getting to the state titles. You get there 2 years in a row. That's unbelievable experience
yes.
for those kids going up, if they're a freshman, sophomore, going up against those kids every day in practice. Plus, it just gets into your head that this is what we expect. This is the success we expect every year.
And again, like I asked Coach, I mean, as a Little Ocala guy and going to a school in the Little Ocala, I honestly was shocked that Tuscola could jump to the Ocala and do this well, and they have. And I'll tell you, it's kind of a nice little pride factor from a Little Ocala guy because, you know, you're always kind of seeing, I mean, because you're smaller. I mean, you're just saying, the Ocala's the Ocala, the Little Ocala's the Little Ocala. You guys will always be different. You're not as big, et cetera. But Tuscola's gone and proven that they can play football with the big boys. And Rick Reinhart is, like you said, just carried the torch.
And I'm sure we'll talk to Rick more this year because I expect big things out of them. We're going to continue with our high school football previews this week. Shane Carter from Rantoul is going to join us at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Then Mike Allen from GCMS.
Sweet.
They're expecting a big year this year. A lot of experience and talent there. Then Dan Hennessy, St. Thomas More coach on Thursday.
I'll tell you, the coolest thing about this is there's a lot of these guys that I've never gotten a chance to talk to. Even when I was in TV at WAND, I didn't get a chance to cover like Gibson City and such. So I'm looking forward to talking to a lot of these coaches. And it's fun for me because I've never met them. You know, I've never met the Jeff Grahams and those kind of guys. So it's neat to interview them. They're all great guys. Mm-hmm. You can tell, like Coach Reinhart said about our passion, you can tell they've got the passion too.
Well, and you know, when you're a small school coach, you're the one out there putting fertilizer. So I found that interesting. 359-2255, 217-359-2255. You want to get a hold of us.
It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.